Revelations from a coronial inquest into the death of an Aboriginal woman in a Victorian prison cell have sparked calls for major reforms to the state's prison and legal system. The 37-year-old Veronica Nelson died from severe malnutrition while suffering a rare medical condition as well as heroin withdrawal. After 5 weeks of evidence, experts say there are stark lessons to be learned. And a warning, this report from Joseph Dunstan contains distressing details and the name and voice of an Aboriginal person who has died.
Over 5 weeks, the Victorian Coroner's Court has heard in painful detail why Veronica Nelson died alone in a prison cell after repeated cries for help.
Nelson, you need to try and stop because you're keeping the other prisoners awake.
The Gunditjmara, Jarjar Warung, Wiradjuri and Yorta Yorta woman was dehydrated and badly malnourished, weighing just 33 kilograms. Heroin withdrawal and a rare medical condition constricting her intestine had caused severe bouts of vomiting and cramps, something she'd told prison staff about.
I need help. I'm cramping. I'm cramping. Something's shocking.
A prison officer and a nurse who were on duty the night Veronica died told the inquest they missed chances to get her the help that might have saved her life. The hearings painted a picture of the maximum security Dame Phyllis Frost prison as a place where women withdrawing from drugs and alcohol are locked up in cells where their access to healthcare is restricted. The prison's own general manager told the inquest she's been concerned for some time the prison doesn't have the medical support it needs for the women that come into its care. Dr. Megan Williams, who belongs to the Wiradjuri and Palawa peoples, has spent 2 decades researching the way healthcare is delivered in Australian prisons and was part of a panel that provided evidence to the coroner.
It really was just astounding that the person responsible for Veronica was a corrections officer, despite the fact that she had obvious health issues.
She wants Indigenous people and organisations placed at the heart of prison health systems.
We do need a system redesign, and we need that with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people leading it because of the overrepresentation and because of the multiple and compounding burdens that are on individuals, the risk of death, and also the sheer distress for families.
Veronica's inquest has also thrown Victoria's bail laws into the spotlight. The tightening of the laws in recent years meant someone like Veronica, who was on a community corrections order when she was charged with shoplifting offences, had to meet a high bar to be granted bail. Representing herself before a magistrate days before her death, Veronica explained she had the support of her partner and an unwell family she needed to support. But the magistrate told her it wasn't enough to clear the legal threshold, and so she was sent to prison, even though her charges were unlikely to result in jail time.
There's really not enough there for me to justify releasing you on bail in light of your history.
Legal experts have told the coroner an urgent review of Victoria's bail laws is needed, so vulnerable people aren't unnecessarily locked up on minor charges. Veronica's family, who are still reeling from the traumatic details of her final hours, say they want justice for a woman who was loving, intelligent and culturally strong.
She was a very kind young Aboriginal woman, very proud. She was proud who she was, proud of her race. I think the justice system has just fell to pieces, as far as I'm concerned, because there's no protection there for our young women.
That's Yorta Yorta Elder Uncle Colin Walker, ending that report from Joseph Dunstan.